That's very good, good. How much is it?
$2.
There's one. There's two.
Show some respect.
Larry! Jimmy! Y'all get onto the house! Sucker's ready!
Why'd you hit him?
He was drinking my profits.
Can't be so ornery. People think you're crazy.
Nah. I'm just trying to make an honest buck.
Hello, Walls. Hello. How did things go for you today? Don't you miss her? Since she up then walked away. And I'll bet you a friend who's spending another lonely night with me. Only walls I'll be.
There.
Oh, I'll call you back, Mama.
Give a big, big hand to Alanis from Ottawa, Tennessee.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You know, I don't know if you feel the way I do right now, but we deliver the finest ladies in Southern Ohio, don't you think? Thank you. And now, please give a warm, warm welcome to Kimberly and Melissa. They're all the way here from Paris and London, Kentucky.
So how we doing?
Bad.
What do you mean bad?
I mean we're broke.
How can we be broke, Larry?
Well, you know, these giveaways are killing us. The limousine, the smorgasbord was a stupid idea. And then all your buddies are coming in here every night drinking for free.
You don't have to bring my friends into this.
Oh, hey, ladies.
Hey, Larry, ready to go.
Put forth some hard work. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Alanis, I'll be by in about an hour, and I'll bring the ping pong balls. Hey, Patricia, I'll see you in 2 hours.
Hey, Leticia, I like the way you blew that candle out tonight.
You know, there's a secret right there. If we could just somehow let people know what great ladies these girls are, we'd have something.
Larry, you can't advertise that.
I know you can't, but... Jimmy.
Oh, mister, what kind of business is this?
Well, now, I run the Hustler Go-Go Clubs. I'm sure you've heard of them.
No.
Yeah, well, see, now that's why I need a newsletter. I figured we'd run maybe 8-10 pages per issue.
With nothing but nudie pictures?
Yeah, on this nice smooth paper like this.
That's called slick.
Slick, yeah.
But I could get in trouble printing these.
Why?
Because they're laws. You gotta have some sort of text, like Playboy does.
Thank you all for coming to my establishment. And keep in mind, we welcome Christians in here too. Thank you.
Well, how much the cost?
Do you forget money for 1 second? What do you think?
Well, what I think depends on how much it costs.
Look. There it is. First Hustler newsletter. It's all for the man on the go. Man about town. Here is news service.
Larry, it's a magazine, not a newsletter. How are you going to pay for that?
Don't interrupt me when I'm talking, okay? All right, let's hear it for Camille. You are wonderful, Camille. Let's welcome to the stage right now, gentlemen, Calamity Jane from Moscow, Texas. Let's hear it for her.
Yeah, she is legal. I saw her ID.
Look, you stupid briar hopper. My dog could get an ID. It's from my goat. Hey, listen. She gets done up there. Send her on up to my office. What's your name?
Jane.
Jane. Hmm. We have a policy in this club.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay. And?
Trouble is, I have a sneaking suspicion that you're not of age. This could cost me my liquor license. I could have to close up shop and fire a lot of people.
I'll tell you something.
Please.
Yeah, well, see this? See that? That? I am this far, 1 second, 1 millimeter, 1 second from being legal.
So I'm going to have to ask you to come back when you're, when that centimeter's up.
Well, that would be tomorrow morning then.
I like the way you dance. I mean, don't get me wrong.
What's that?
Oh, just a little something I got from down home.
You're a classy guy. I've heard that you. This is moonshine. Is that this is moonshine, right?
It's okay. It's just from potatoes.
What's it gonna do to me?
Oh, yeah, it's fine. Natural.
step away from the desk, will you?
That's like fire! Sorry, I made a mess.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Shoot.
I heard the story that you slept with every single girl in every one of your clubs. Sort of a prerequisite. I'm just wondering if that's true or not.
Well, you know, it ain't entirely untrue, if that's what you mean.
I'm just curious why you haven't taken a stab at me.
Hey, well, I just met you 5 minutes ago, didn't I?
Oh, I think it was six. Tick, 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 tick.
Come on, Althea. Even Superman has his limits.
What's the problem with you, you know, men? You know? Your batteries run out. Because we, women, our batteries never run out. We go on and on and on.
Well, then go fuck a woman.
Go fuck a woman. I do fuck women.
Excuse me?
You are not the only person in this club to have had every single woman in this club.
So after one night, she's moving in with you?
Well, you know, this girl, she had it rough. Grew up in an orphanage.
Hey, hey, you know. Buddy. Hey. Are you that guy in that little sex paper?
Could be.
I love the pictures. How do I subscribe?
Well, where'd you come up on the newsletter?
Oh, I found a bathroom at the gas station. Came in pretty handy.
Well, look, I'm glad we helped you out, but, you know, it ain't for subscription.
This guy's the Steel.
In game one, the Steel Curtain defense
Chip.
Never gave the Bengals a chance.
Chip. Oh, look at her tits. So nice.
Mm, nice tits, but they don't look real. I don't understand this magazine, you know.
Okay, but that's
fuzzy pictures, articles, but I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Look, you guys read Playboy?
Well, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you, excuse me, baby. Did you enjoy this month's article on how to hook up your quadraphonic stereo system?
I think I missed that one. Mm-hmm.
And did you follow their advice on how to make a perfect martini?
Hey, Larry, come on, man. Move over.
Who is this magazine for, anyway? I mean, you know, if you don't make 20,000 plus a year, you don't jerk off. 7 million people buying it, and nobody's reading it. Gentlemen, Playboy is mocking you.
Yeah, give me a jelly donut.
Yeah, I got you.
How many pages do we have right now exactly?
We have 105.
That's no good.
Why not?
106 is good, 104, that's good, 105.
What, you connected with these numbers?
No, it's got to be an even number. See, because like a paper has got two sides, right? That's two, it's multiples of two.
No, no, a page has four. Four, it's like four.
When
it's one, two, three, four, and you're right. You fold, right. You put staple.
So
it's four, so four. It's not even an even number.
That's right.
We'll get it figured out. We'll ask Larry.
What the hell's he doing?
Baby, let me see that flower in your left hand. No, not that one. Your other left hand. Yeah, that's...
Hey, look. You know, we're not running a flower shop here, okay? We're selling the girl. So stop futzing around with the props and the pillows and the flowers and just shoot the girl, okay?
Okay, now, let's go for that leg thing here. Let's, recline a little. Yeah, let's see you open up them legs a little bit. That's right, now give me a little wider on that. That's it, now give me a little wider. A little wider. just another little touch wide. No, maybe not quite that wide.
Wait. No, that. Get back to that. That's exactly what we want. Here. Okay, that's perfect. Leave it right there. That's what you want. A woman's vagina has as much personality as her face.
But you can't show the genitalia.
Why not?
Well, Larry, Rudy's right. You can't show, legally, you can't show the vagina.
Shut up, Jimmy. Rudy, are you a religious man?
Yeah.
Okay, you believe God created man?
Yeah.
God created woman?
Yeah.
But then surely the same God created her vagina. And who are you to defy God? Just shoot her.
Jesus Christ.
Where is she?
Off the yard. Hey, baby.
Hey. Happy birthday, baby. And I have a heart for my heart.
Oh, Larry, that's beautiful.
What's wrong?
The distributor called, and unfortunately, we've had only a 25% sell-through.
Somebody want to translate that for me?
Well, what that means is they're sending back 150,000 copies. That's what it means.
Shit!
You're just a stupid, dumb briar hopper. And what made you think you could pull this off anyway, Larry?
He has balls, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, what he needs is brains.
Oh, God, Einstein's speaking. So impressed.
So, one more issue and we're wiped out.
Yeah.
Larry, you said yourself it's not so bad to be poor.
Hey, fuck you, Althea. You go be poor, okay?
Fuck me. I believe you're the one that got us into this debt in the first place.
Listen, you think just because it's your birthday that you can be a bitch?
Yeah. And I think I'm 50 feet tall and you have a needle dick, okay? Don't ever hit me like that again. Don't talk to me like that. Don't hit me like that again. I'll go back and I'll eat dog food, okay? I'll eat dog food. You know what? Take this, because I don't own this anymore. I don't have one. Throw it out in the street.
Mr. Flynn, we have a guy on the phone from Italy. He claims he has naked pictures of Jackie O.
Put him through. Yeah, hello. You're the photographer.
Right, yeah.
What do you got?
Is this Mr. Flint?
Yeah, this is Mr. Flint.
Listen, I was watching that damn island for 4 months. And then, one day, man, cabana door opens and out comes Jackie O with nothing on. I mean, not a single stitch.
You're sure it's Jackie O?
Yeah, sure.
And what do you see?
You see absolutely everything. Trust me. And she's a good one. This ain't no Mamie Eisenhower or Lady Bird.
Oh, my God. First pussy.
Everyone's talking about local Roy Dunn, Larry Flynn, whose Hustler magazine has reached national sales figures of an astonishing 2 million copies. And in a stunning disclosure, WPD-TV has learned that Ohio Governor Jim Rhodes himself was spotted at a newsstand buying a copy of the infamous Jackie O issue. I spoke to the governor earlier today, and he had this response.
I think everybody knows that I've been a historical buff about first ladies for a long time. Thank you.
Are you saying you'd be interested in nude photos of Martha Washington?
She's a little bit before my time.
What about nude photos of your wife?
A teacher educates our children, and they become model citizens. The clergyman preaches, and we find spirituality. My bank gives loans, and homes get built. But now, there's a new, darker influence in Cincinnati. Mr. Lease, if you would.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask that you review this material very, very carefully. Because it's important that you know that I did not buy these at a smut store? These were not purchased at a dirty bookshop. I bought this in a neighborhood grocery store in full view of our children.
Ma'am, you cannot hide from this. Decent people are being corrupted. Why, just look what happened to our fine governor. As members of the Citizens for Decent Literature, we cannot relent. We must prevent the destruction of the soul of our country.
Pants?
What?
Take off your pants.
Why?
Because I've never fucked a millionaire before. Look at that.
So many friends.
Lots of money, lots of friends.
Oh,
hey,
you.
Arlo!
Hi.
Hey, you know how many rooms I have here?
No.
24 rooms. You know who else has 24 rooms?
The president.
You have? This is the best room in the house, I think. You're going to like it.
This is the best room in the house, he said.
You know, there's a maid still cleaning up in there. Let me just say a word.
The maid's cleaning up in there, and he's got
to talk. My folks are here, so just move the girls into the jacuzzi, and I'll get with you later.
Your folks are here.
What in the world is that?
I'm your pussy, lady.
Party is just beginning.
She's mine. And she's Bridget.
Let's see if we can do
it. One, right. Two.
You know, there's nothing more certain to ruin a beautiful relationship than marriage. As soon as you get that ring around the finger, okay, suddenly you have an ownership situation. Prior to that, it's friendly. You're kind to each other. And I'll tell you something, as much as I love you, I want a variety of different vagina, pussy. I'm
what did we just do?
That's what I'm talking about. Why are you bringing this up?
So, do you think I'm talking about monogamy?
Do you think that I'm talking
about... You're not talking about monogamy.
No, of course not. Larry, how could you misunderstand me?
Well, see, I was wondering, because I thought...
I don't want to get married and stop the way that we live. The way that we live is great. Nothing would change, my God.
Why now?
Because I only want to be with you. You're the only man I want to be with. I want this ring on my finger to tell me that you love me above all other women.
You want a ceremony?
I want to go to a church.
Yes, we'll
I
pay
want to stand
the,
in front of a
pay
preacher.
Pay the preacher on the way in, and we'll get a cachectomy from the lawyer on the way out.
You are my life. You're my life. I'm here
for my life too.
Rest of my
life.
Right
now, right here, my life. I can't speak for 20 years down the line.
I can.
You can.
Yeah.
Let me say something. All right.
Oh, man. Just forget I brought it up.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying, okay? Listen to what I'm saying. Would you marry me?
Isn't that funny, a joke?
I'm not joking. Would you mind me? Would you do me the honor of becoming Mrs. Larry Flint?
You're not fucking with me. You mean it?
No, I'm just kidding.
You are?
No, I'm serious. No. I'm serious.
Who would want to see that anyway?
I do. I think it's genius.
Look, it don't matter. It's just like when people slow down at a car crash to take a peek, you know? We're breaking taboos.
I've got an idea. How about the Wizard of Oz?
Huh? What do you mean?
Okay, like Dorothy is laying there in Kansas, and there's the Tin Man and the Scarecrow and... who's the other one, Larry?
The Lion.
The Lion. And they're all... gangbang her, and there's Toto, maybe, even.
Althea, I think there's, you know, some things are sacred.
Shut up! Althea, that is the best damn idea I ever heard.
Yeah, it can work.
Where can I find Larry Flint?
Get out. What is it?
Larry Claxton Flint!
Yeah. Stand up, please, sir. Put your hands behind your back.
What's this all about?
You're under arrest on charges of pandering obscenity in Cincinnati and engaging in organized crime.
Organized crime?
Sit down, lady. You too. Oh. Shut up. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you by the court.
Mr. Flint? You Larry Flint?
Who are you?
Alan Eisenman. I'm your lawyer. Okay, I've gotten the bail all taken care of, so you don't have to worry about that, but I think we ought to talk about the case when you've had a little rest.
Wait. Who hired you?
Your wife hired me.
My wife?
Yeah.
Are you doing her?
Wait. Am I what?
Just kidding. I like you. Give me a call after you get out of law school.
No, I'm out of law school.
What are you, 22?
27. Harvard Law School, 3 years in the public defender's office. Okay, look, Mr. Flint, obviously you can get whoever you want to represent you in this case, but let me say one thing to you, okay? You're pretty far out there, even for the guys who do a lot of this stuff, okay? I am interested in your case. The problem you've got is very definitely what I know best, and I am good at what I do.
What, do you specialize in porn?
No. I don't specialize in porn. I'll be perfectly honest. I don't particularly like what you do. I specialize in civil liberties.
You know, I don't understand why they've singled me out.
Okay, look, Mr. Flint, this case is bigger than just you and your magazine. In your case, what's a little more troubling is this organized crime charge.
Organized crime? Larry's not in the mob.
Mr. Flint, I just got to ask you one time. Do you have any connections in any way to organized crime?
Absolutely not.
I gotta ask.
Hey, oh, by the way, call me Larry.
All right, all right. In that case, Larry, this is a completely bullshit charge. But we have to take this seriously, because you could conceivably be looking at 7 to 25 years.
25 years? All I'm guilty of is bad taste.
My cousin Bobby shot a preacher in the back. He got 6 months for it.
Bobby it's shot ridiculous. A preacher?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
What denomination?
Baptist.
Can we discuss like the fate of cousin Bobby later, Larry? I think we need to discuss this very seriously, if you want my opinion.
I am serious. I'm taking notes here. Hey, Larry!
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Before we begin, I must apologize for the unpleasantness of this task. What you're about to see is going to take your breath away. Hustler magazine depicts men and women posed together in a lewd and shameful manner. Hustler depicts women and women posed together in a lewd and shameful manner. Hustler magazine depicts Santa Claus posed in a lewd and shameful manner.
What's he talking about? Jesus Christ, Larry. Your Honor, with the court's permission, at this time, the defense would like to introduce into evidence 27 other men's magazines sold in the Cincinnati area. Titles such as Penthouse, Playboy,
Cherry.
Sustained.
Sustained? Wait a second. Your Honor, if I may. These magazines contain material that is virtually identical to Hustler magazine. If these magazines are legal and Hustler is not legal, then this is clearly a case of selective prosecution.
No.
I'm sorry, did you say no?
I will not allow them into evidence. They're irrelevant to this case.
But they are not irrelevant. They are not irrelevant. They very clearly demonstrate the community standard, which is laid out
no,
by...
No, Counselor. The jury is representative of community standards, not a pile of magazines. I won't admit them.
You won't admit them.
Mr. Flint, would you please turn to page 77? Could you describe to the jury what is on page 77, please, sir?
It's a picture of Santa Claus.
What is Santa Claus doing?
He's talking to Mrs. Claus and holding in his hand what appears to be a large, erect penis.
And would you read the caption under that cartoon, please?
It says, "This is what I've got to ho-ho-ho about."
Mr. Flint. Do you think that the Founding Fathers had a cartoon like this in mind when they wrote the First Amendment to our great Constitution?
Well, no, but I don't think they necessarily had Playboy in mind, or people either for that matter, because I saw a couple of four-letter words in there a few weeks back.
But isn't a community allowed to set its own standards?
No. That's just a disguise for censorship. This country belongs to me as much as it belongs to you, Mr. Least. And if you don't like Hustler magazine, don't read it.
I don't. But what about the innocent children who gaze upon your magazine in our grocery stores?
Well, look, if a kid gets caught drinking beer in a tavern, we don't ban Budweiser across the nation.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you've heard a lot here today, and I'm not going to try to go back over it all again for you. But you have to go back in that room and make some decisions. And there is one thing I want to make very, very clear to you before you do. I am not trying to convince you that you should like what Larry Flint does. I don't like what Larry Flint does. But what I do like is that I live in a country where you and I can make that decision for ourselves. I like that I live in a country where I can pick up Hustler magazine and read it if I want to,
Or throw it in the garbage can if that's where I think it belongs. Or better yet, I can exercise my opinion and not buy it. I like that I have that right. I care about it. And you should care about it too. You really should. Because we live in a free country. You know, we say that a lot, but I think sometimes we forget really what that means. So listen to it again. We live in a free country. And that is a powerful idea. That's a magnificent way to live. But there is a price for that freedom, which is that sometimes we have to tolerate things that we don't necessarily like. So go back in that room where you are free to think whatever you want to think about Larry Flint and Hustler Magazine. But then ask yourselves if you want to make that decision for the rest of us. Because the freedom that everyone in this room enjoys is in a very real way in your hands. And if we start throwing up walls against what some of us think is obscene, we may very well wake up one morning and realize that walls have been thrown up in all kinds of places that we never expected. And we can't see anything or do anything. And that's not freedom. That is not freedom. So be careful. Thank you.
Madam Foreman, have you reached a verdict?
Yes, Your Honor, we have.
Hand the verdict to the bailiff. Will the defendant please rise? Madam Clerk, read the verdict.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Larry Claxton Flint, guilty as charged on all counts.
Do you have anything to say before I sentence you?
Your Honor, you've not made one intelligent decision during the course of this trial, and I don't expect one now. Knock yourself out.
I sentence you to 25 years in the highest state penitentiary.
No!
Your Honor, we request bail.
Bail denied.
Denied.
Bailiff, take him away.
Your Honor, this is completely standard procedure.
All right, you, publish your magazine.
Mrs. Flint? Mrs. Flint, were you surprised by the verdict?
What are you going to do about Larry?
I was not surprised by the verdict at all. We had a stupid judge. We had an uptight prosecutor, two of them.
Mrs. Flint, are you ashamed to have your husband locked up?
I'm not ashamed of Larry. I never would be ashamed of Larry. I'd rather have a man that stands up for what he believes in. Of course, I'm not happy he's going to jail. But you know what? You guys, you can call this a circus. You can call this a witch hunt. But you...
How are you?
I miss you.
Missed you too. You got any girlfriends in here? You got calluses on your hands?
You know it. I fantasize about you just all the time.
Our bed is so empty. What can I do to get you out of here?
Oh, you know, Isaacman says there's no way this is gonna hold up.
What if Alan's wrong? What if you don't get out to the year 2000 and I'm fat and old and ugly and you don't love me anymore?
you ain't never gonna be old and fat and ugly. I promise you.
I love you.
I love you.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. His truth is marching on.
Please, 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 please. Enough. Americans for a free press take extreme pleasure in welcoming to Cincinnati, direct from jail, cleared 100% by the appellate court.
This is really great, Americans for a free press, to invite us here tonight.
That this is publisher.
Idiot, Americans for a free press is me. Who do you think's paying for all this?
That freedom fighter, Larry C.
I have a thought for you. Murder is illegal. But you take a picture of somebody committing the act of murder, they'll put you on the cover of Newsweek. You might even win a Pulitzer Prize. And yet, sex is legal. Everybody's doing it. Everybody wants to be doing it. Huh? Yet, you take a picture of two people in the act of sex, or just take a picture of a woman's naked body, and they'll put you in jail. Now, I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer, okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you? Or perhaps that's obscene to you. Maybe this is obscene to you, but what is more obscene, this or this? This or this? You know, politicians and demagogues like to say that sexually explicit material corrupts the youth of our country, and yet they lie, cheat, and start unholy wars. Look at them. They call themselves men. They're sheep in a herd. I think the real obscenity comes from raising our youth to believe that sex is bad and ugly and dirty, and yet it is heroic to go spill guts and blood in the most ghastly manner in the name of humanity. With all the taboos attached to sex, it's no wonder we have the problems we have. It's no wonder we're angry and violent and genocidal. But ask yourself the question, what is more obscene? Sex or war?
Hi, Althea.
Hi, Arlo.
Arlo, you wanted some?
Yes, I've got bad news. A Georgia prosecutor's arrested some news dealers for selling Hustler. And some other retailers are getting nervous and they're taking issues off the stands. Feel legit. Okay. Wait.
Alert the Georgia media. Tell them the cavalry's on the way.
Mr. Flynn!
Larry, why are you here?
Wait,
good, hard-working news vendors are being threatened and intimidated. Now, if that's not censorship, I don't know what is.
So what's your plan?
Well, just watch. Come on right on in here. And, you okay, baby? Stand right over there. All right. Don't crowd. Let the cameras through, okay? You rolling? Now, what we're going to do here is, I'm going to pay this gentleman $1,000. I am renting the puff and read for the next 24 hours. I am in control now, and anybody who would like to purchase a copy of Hustler Magazine...
Mr. Flint, could I please buy a copy of the Hustler Magazine?
Yes, you can, sir. Here is the Hustler Magazine that I'm selling this month.
That's it. Hey, Flint, you're under arrest.
Okay, I got to give him some shit.
Only in America, huh?
Now, there are many people who support Hustler Magazine, but none are willing to come out and support you. How do you feel about that, Mr. Flynn?
Hey, why do I have to go to jail to protect your freedom?
That's good. So we're going to pay $1 million?
Why not? Listen, if it catches the killer, I think it's worth it. Okay, moving on. Asshole of the month.
Jerry Falwell.
You always say Jerry Falwell.
Jerry Falwell is always an asshole. That's why, Arlo.
How about this month we do Anita Bryant?
I say Gerald Ford.
I say Larry Flint.
Yeah, I like that, bro. I mean, everybody thinks I'm an asshole.
Yeah, it's true.
Is that right?
Larry, you have a phone call.
Take a message.
How about asshole of the decade?
She's calling from North Carolina. She says she's the president's sister, Ruth Carter something.
Ruth Carter Stapleton?
She's a woman of God.
What does she want with you?
What are you afraid of? Pick up the phone.
Okay. Patch her through. Hello, this is Larry Flint.
Praise the Lord. I found you.
Hallelujah. What can I help you with?
We have a mutual friend, Larry, a television producer, and he suggested we get together. He thought you and I would hit it off.
You know, I don't understand. I mean, you're an evangelist and I'm a smut peddler. What?
Larry, I don't believe in labels. I think you and I could teach each other a lot. So, are you free for dinner tomorrow night?
You know, I have a hectic schedule.
You know what's nice about people like you and me, Mr. Flint?
What's that?
We can do anything we want.
Do you go to church, Larry?
Yeah, church. Particularly the, you know, the big holidays, Christmas and Easter and New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve?
What? They don't have church on New Year's Eve. Okay, well, we've proven I'm a liar and I never go.
It's not important. That's only a ritual. And I believe in going straight to the teachings of Jesus.
And does she love that man?
So, would you call yourself a faith healer?
Oh, goodness, no. I do spiritual healing.
Oh.
I don't mend bones. I mend troubled souls.
Well, that's a relief because, you know, I thought you might be like one of those tent revival fakes, you know, that used to come scare the kids with snakes and, you know, wicked this, wicked that. And...
hellfire, damnation. That sort of thing?
Yeah.
That kind of talk is almost unforgivable.
Well, then I'd say we have something in common.
Actually, Larry, there's something else you and I have in common.
What's that?
We're both trying to release people from sexual repression.
Really?
Mrs. Stapleton.
So tell me, your brother,
Jim, Mr. President.
Jimmy will be fine.
Okay, Jimmy, you think he ever read my publication?
You remember that interview he gave Playboy magazine? The one where he admitted that he had lust in his heart?
You know, I was especially proud of that.
I'm sure you were. But Oral Roberts wasn't, and Billy Graham wasn't. And they took out after him in public. So I don't think he's a big fan of adult magazines. But you know, Larry, I'm more ambivalent about what you do. Because I think that sexuality is a God-given gift.
I have to agree with you.
You know, when I counsel Pentecostal women in bad marriages, I don't take the Bible out. I say to them, get some makeup. Get yourself some curlers. Make yourself beautiful. Because Jesus wants you to be beautiful.
Yeah, well, that... You're something. You, surprise me, you know.
Larry, what was your childhood like? You know, sometimes things happen to us when we're very young that can hurt for many years after. You know, I think we're all born into this world. Why?
Because I had an epiphany, okay?
Oh, a what?
An epiphany.
Where'd you learn that damn word? This woman crooking you so hard, she's teaching you what, English now?
She ain't crooking me, okay?
I think it was more an acid flashback. I think that's an acid flashback.
Don't belittle it like that. It was a serious thing. Do you think that I wanted Jesus to tap me on the shoulder? I'm the last guy who wanted that. I'm getting laid six times a day. I got limousines and a jet, and I'm sitting on a mountain of money. You think I wanted God tapping me on the shoulder? I'm the last guy who wanted that.
I had an epiphany. I had an epiphany once, Larry.
What was that?
When my daddy shot my entire family in the head, and I was the only one to identify the bodies, and I got sent to an orphanage full of good Christian nuns who shoved my face into their pussies with their crucifixes on for 8 goddamn years.
I am genuinely sorry for you, baby, but that does not
don't
mean...
Don't be sorry for
God
me.
Does
be
not
sorry
exist.
For yourself, because you're going to need that
don't
pawn
start
shop.
Growing that
we're
going to
be so damn broke,
okay?
You're going to need that.
Hey! Come on. It's okay. Just get behind me on this, okay? That's all I'm asking. You know, I feel like it's me against the world. You're all I got, baby.
Say you ain't gonna do this. Promise me you ain't gonna do this.
I'm doing it!
No, Larry, I ain't gonna do it!
I'm doing it!
Oh, now I'm baptized too, and that is... Fuck you, Larry!
The Lord, my soul.
How you doing?
Doth magnify the Lord, for he has done so many.
Do you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and reject Satan and all his works?
I do.
In obedience to the will of God, and upon the confession of this our brother, we baptize you in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit.
Photo spreads of women alone. From now on, sex will be presented in a more natural setting with a man in the picture. You know, a Genesis pictorial with Adam and Eve getting it on in the Garden of Eden. And then next month, I'd like to have pretty girls all floating on big glass crucifixes. Yeah, Marjo Gordon could shoot that.
Larry. I plead with you not to do this. If you do this, this company's going to be worth nothing.
You're all looking at me like I'm the one growing horns out of my head. Look around you. We are living in Roman times. It is It is time to feed the lions to the Christians.
This is a joke. You're just doing this to help her circulation.
Arlo. I love you, brother. But please don't ever, ever, ever doubt my sincerity.
Use me, for your purpose, dear Lord. Does that be the power? Does that be the purpose?
Oh, yes,
this is making people sick. They're going up to newsstands and they're puking, they're vomiting.
You know, baby, I'm just trying to illustrate that I am no longer willing to exploit the female body.
You failed miserably at that. Larry, nobody on this planet wants their religion and their porn mixed together.
Well, you know, Ruth says that the
sexual... Oh, well, why don't you get your friend Ruth to buy 2 fucking million of these magazines, because nobody else is gonna fucking do it.
Larry, I'm not gonna pretend that I understand what you go through, what this spiritual thing is to you. I never have, but I've always been supportive, always. And, honey, you're just taking this too far now. It's going too far. It's like you're losing your mind.
Hey! My mind is fine. God is working through me. Don't you see that? I could accomplish anything. I could move mountains with God's help. You see that wall right there? I could make that wall come tumbling down with sheer willpower.
God, do it. Just do it then. Do it.
Do it?
He's gonna be thrilled about this, really. Hey, Larry. Yeah, it's Alan. Listen, I'm sitting here with the eminently reasonable district attorney of the state of Georgia. Right, he's very impressed by your conversion. He wants to cut us a plea bargain.
A plea bargain? Because I found God.
Larry, listen to me for a second. Don't argue with me on this, okay? Just say yes, because I pulled a lot of strings to make this happen. Do you understand me?
Is he sitting right there with you?
Yeah.
Could you do me a favor? Just tell that miserable old gray-haired bastard to go fuck himself. We're going to trial.
Okay, right.
Oh, and praise the Lord.
Right, I got... Okay.
The Gwinnett County Court is now in session.
Mr. Flint, how can you, as a good Christian, defend this filth?
I don't have to. It may be wrong in some people's opinion to portray women the way I have, but it's not illegal. It may not be the smartest thing in the world to have too much to drink, but it's not illegal. You know, abortion may be morally repugnant, but right now, it's not illegal. Now, if we want to change the laws, that's another discussion, but our right to decide for ourselves cannot be restricted. You know, George Orwell said that if liberty means anything, it means the right to tell people what they don't want to hear. Now, America is the strongest country in the world today only because it is the freest country. And if it ever loses sight of its basic heritage and the principles involved, then we will no longer be free.
Over here.
That was just a bad job.
Did you pray before you went into the courtroom?
No comment.
Is your wife in this room?
Do you have anything to say?
6-year-old Bill got shot with a handgun in his left shoulder. Place doesn't appear to have any movements.
I want him alive. I don't care. His head's in a fishbowl. All right.
Mrs. Flynn, now you listen to me. There's something you have to know before you go in that room.
Love to my wife. I can't have a child with her.
But don't give in to the bitterness. You'll be so much stronger if you keep your faith. God will see you through this.
Ruth, there is no God.
Take this thing down. I want all this Christian stuff out of here now. Ladies, gentlemen, the reign of Christian terror at this magazine is now over. We're smut peddlers again. We're going back to our roots. We are porn again.
When's Larry coming back?
Larry's coming back soon.
So, what do we know?
The FBI ain't got nothing. That's what we know.
Well, who the hell would want to shoot you anyway, Larry?
Who wouldn't want to shoot me, Jimmy?
I'd say it was the CIA.
Why?
Because of the $1 million that was offered for JFK's killers.
No, I think it was the interracial photo spreads. The KKK.
KKK? It wasn't the KKK, it was the mob.
The extreme religious right, they're the ones that control all of the fanatics.
Well, you've just named every American psycho, so let's try to narrow the field here a little bit.
Larry, you're always, always going to have to watch your ass.
I better move somewhere where perverts are welcome.
Give you twice your dose.
Please.
Larry, you're gonna overdose.
I'm not gonna overdose. I'm in pain.
Larry, you're just doing this to get off.
More!
I'm only giving you half of what I just gave you. Ask for any more for a while.
Thank you.
Hi, Dr. Bob.
Hello, dear. How's Larry today?
Shitty.
Pretty shitty.
How are you today, Larry?
Terrible. I'm in pain.
You can hardly talk.
You know, Larry, we're running out of options here. The drugs, your pain, it's going to kill you.
Something stronger.
This is, 30 grand. Can we just have our medicine, please, Dr. Bob? In peace.
You know, Larry, there is an operation, and apparently it's been very successful for this kind of pain.
Ready for the laser?
Laser ready. 5 watts.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, some lady died down the hall. I got her flowers. How do you feel?
I feel good.
You feel good?
Yeah, I feel great. You know, for the first time since those bullets, I don't feel any pain. No, I don't want it, baby.
What do you mean?
I feel good.
And you're not on nothing. You're crooking me, you're a fucking liar. You've been on drugs for four or five years, Larry. I have a hard time believing that you feel really great on nothing right now.
Is it that hard to believe that I don't want any?
Yes, it's that hard.
Baby, I was taking the drugs because I was in pain. I'm not in pain now, so I don't want it. Why would I want it?
No.
I don't know why you want it.
Well, if I don't take it, I'll go into seizures and get really sick, and it makes me feel good. Here.
I don't want it.
In 2 hours, you're going to want it again.
I'm done with it. I'm done with it, okay?
You've said this before. I've heard this.
Stop it!
That's what it is. That's because you're fucking on stuff. Here, take off. Come on, Larry. Stop it. Stop
it. Get the hell away from me.
Stop it.
I said I don't want it.
Stop it. You're
going
to hurt yourself. Stop it.
Been through a lot together. We can make it through this.
You can go cold turkey.
I'm going cold turkey, and so are you, okay?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
No. I can't, Larry. What am I gonna do?
What the hell do I need that shit for? I want my mind back. Pervert is back! What's your name?
Sophie.
Tell everybody the pervert is back.
The pervert is back. The pervert is back. The pervert is back.
Circulation is down by a third. The color reproduction is horrible. Models look like they're $3 whores. The writing is by some moronic idiot.
Mr. Flint, I don't want to step on your toes, but things have changed since you were actively running the company. I mean, I look back at the stuff you did in the 70s, and it was sort of racy and crazy, but the country's different now. Reagan has rebuilt America, and the moral majority is gaining power.
You're fired.
Excuse me?
You get the fuck out of my building, Doug! Get him out of here! Need to blow dry, jerk motherfucker!
Bye-bye.
Take him out of here, throw him in the incinerator, cut him to little pieces, and feed him to the animals out there! Get out of here!
There! Larry! Larry, you can't do that! I mean, he's our vice president! He's the VP of marketing!
Hey, Jimbo, are you trying to challenge my authority? You see that on the wall? LFP. That's Larry Flint Publication. Not JFP. Okay, I'm the big kahuna here. Do you have a problem with that?
No, Larry. You're the boss.
So, Larry, what's the plan?
Plan is simple. The establishment took my manhood from me, but they left half of me. They left the half with the brain, and I'm going to use it to get back.
Hello?
Wake up.
Who is this?
It's Larry Flint. Is CBS interested in seeing videotape of the FBI selling John DeLorean 50 kilos of cocaine?
Are you Mr. Waverly?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm Mrs. Flint. Do you want some coffee or tea or sandwiches or ho-hos or Pringles or something?
No, that's all right. Can I just see the tape, please?
John DeLorean.
It's DeLorean.
These are the drug dealers. And guess what this is?
That's the coke? That suitcase? That whole suitcase?
Yeah, watch this. DeLorean, first time to touch it. That's it. That's all the contact he had with that coke. This is my favorite part. Because they can't get this they can't get the suitcase closed, right? There's a lot of cocaine in this motherfucker. How do you get the damn thing closed? They're all pushing down on this guy. He doesn't do shit. Now they do a toast. Now, watch this. This is weird. There's a knock at the door. Tubby gets up and goes to the door. Look, $4 million worth of cocaine. Nobody's even nervous. Now watch. FBI, right? This guy's got a good camera sense. Watch him clear camera. Watch him. Yeah, let me get out of your way. Now watch this guy. Grabs his champagne and he walks away. These guys aren't concerned about him because they're FBI.
Your Honor, the tapes are genuine, they're newsworthy, and we have a right to broadcast.
Judge, that's ridiculous. This is stolen government
evidence.
This leak
will make a fair trial impossible. My client, Mr. DeLorean, will never find an impartial jury.
Say, we're talking basic constitutional
Judge,
rights here.
Judge, that condone to and our Larry
this court.
Gentlemen,
that
gentlemen.
Have
please.
Honor,
please.
Never
Judge,
find an impartial jury.
You can't even have a trial.
Your Honor, gentlemen, that's enough.
Please. It's stolen, Judge. It's stolen.
Here is the Campari ad campaign parody. Jerry Falwell talks about his first time.
Yeah, you guys are stupid.
Do you ever have anything positive to say, Jimmy?
Larry.
Yeah.
Listen, I got a subpoena here for you to appear in federal court tomorrow to reveal the source of the DeLorean tape. The FBI got very pissed off, Larry. You know, they want you in front of the judge tomorrow to reveal the source.
Hey, you tell that judge I'm wiping my ass with this subpoena.
Why is your client doing this?
Your Honor, my client is a very complicated man. He's heavily medicated, among other things. I believe him to be an undiagnosed manic depressive.
Well, I'll give him something to be depressed about, all right. I'm issuing a bench warrant for his arrest.
Lint has been barricaded in his Beverly Hills compound for 3 days now.
shit! Freeze! Federal marshals! You drop the gun now! Hands on one! Hands! You! Hands on your head now! On your knees!
ABC? What the hell's wrong with you, CBS?
Larry Flint, we're federal marshals. You come out of
here. Shut up! Looks like your fucking priorities! I turned the whole world into a tabloid! Here I come!
Larry, are you going somewhere?
Yeah.
Larry?
Roll on out of there, Flint, now!
Can you get me some bananas?
Yes, I'll get you bananas.
Thank you, honey.
Please raise your right hand and place your left hand on the Bible.
Claire.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
No.
No?
Your Honor, I'm an atheist. I can't very well swear a God I don't believe exists.
Mr. Flint, you are a handful.
I know, Your Honor.
We'll allow you to affirm if that's satisfactory with you, sir.
That would satisfy me.
Well, sir, I just need for you to answer one question, and then you are able to go back home.
Shoot.
What was the source of this videotape?
Your Honor, Vicki Morgan was Alfred Bloomingdale's mistress.
Excuse me, Your Honor.
It's okay, Alan. It's okay. And Alfred introduced her to all Reagan's cabinet buddies, and she was a real party girl, and they really liked her, if you know what I mean, Your Honor. So the thing about Vicki is she was a bit naive, and she started writing a book about all these, orgies that they were having, and... next thing you know, bam, she's murdered. But what these White House killers don't realize is that Vicki kept some videotapes of their sexcapades. And these tapes, Your Honor, are pure carnality, filthy. I've never seen anything, well, I have, but most people haven't seen anything like this, Your Honor.
What has this got to do with the DeLorean trial?
Good question.
Well, technically nothing, Your Honor, but, you know, I have those tapes and this tape, and it just made me think of it.
Well, Mr. Flynn, I'd appreciate it, sir, if you would stick to the subject. Now, I'll ask you again. What was the source of this videotape?
Your Honor, with all due respect, you don't have the right to ask.
That's it. You're in contempt of court. And as of tomorrow, I'm fining you $10,000 a day until you reveal the source of your videotape.
Look, give Larry. Look. There he is.
Mr. Flint!
All right, folks, make way. Let us through here. Let us.
Mr. Flint, is this a conspiracy? Hey,
Larry, aren't you trying to sell more magazines now?
See by the dawn's early light.
Larry, so what have you done with the Vicki Morgan tapes? Do we get to see? Oh!
Do you really have the Vicki Morgan sex tapes?
No, I just stole it. I had the DeLorean tapes. Now they believe anything I say.
Sir, you're going to have to take that helmet off. We don't wear hats in the federal courtroom, and there's no war going on around here.
Well, you can never be too careful, Your Honor.
Well, don't worry, Mr. Flint. The United States government will take care of you. We brought some extra marshals in here today, so I'd appreciate your taking off that helmet. Well, sir, tell me, are you here now to obey the court's order and reveal the source of that videotape, or are you going to pay the $10,000 that I ordered?
Your Honor, I'd like a moment
with
my client.
No, I don't need a moment. It is my right. under the freedom of the First Amendment to protect my sources.
Listen to me. Don't pull anything.
Hey,
let me talk.
Shut up. Relax, Alan, relax.
Mr. Flint, is that an American flag you have on there, sir?
I have fashioned this American flag into a diaper because if you're going to treat me like a baby, I'm going to act like one.
Larry Flint, I'm ordering you arrested for desecration of the American flag. Marshal, take him into custody.
Your Honor, we'd like to post bond if that's all right with you. Hey, hold on. Take it easy.
All right, just a minute, Marshal. Very well, Mr. Isaacman. Court will set a bond on Mr. Larry Flint for $50,000. And this time, sir, I'd prefer a cashier's check.
Understood.
Furthermore, I'm going to keep our Mr. Flint here under a very tight leash. And so as a condition of his bond, he absolutely cannot leave the state of California.
Larry! Hey! Larry! Hey. Larry, you're not getting on that plane.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. Don't do it. Do you think this is some kind of a game we're playing?
Yeah, you're right. It's a fucking joke. 5.5 years since they shot me and the government...
Hey, I was there too, all right? You remember? You don't see me running around pissing off everybody we're trying to get to help us.
Yeah, well, you can walk and you can fuck and I'm in this chair. And I got money, okay? I got money and that gives me the power to shake up this system, Dougie.
Well, find somebody else to help you then. Because this is not what I signed on for. I don't even know what we're engaged in anymore, Larry. If you get on that plane, I quit.
Alan, don't be so melodramatic. You don't want to quit me. I'm your dream client. I'm the most fun, I'm rich, and I'm always in trouble.
Hey, go to hell, Larry. Go to hell.
Bye.
Exactly why did you disobey this court's order? Didn't I make it clear to you that you were not to leave the state of California?
Your Honor, we had an honest misunderstanding.
Oh, counselor, he's right. Some rules are made to help us, not hurt us. And I do apologize, Your Honor, and I want to fess up and reveal my source.
Now tell me, who was the source of this videotape?
The samurai.
Excuse me?
The samurai gave me the tape.
And who is this man and where is he?
Well, unfortunately, he had a critical groin injury on the way to give me the tape, and he's undergoing acupuncture treatment in Beijing, China.
What is this?
Okay, Alan.
Mr. Flint, this court fears that you're seriously mentally ill.
Well, opinions are like assholes, Your Honor. Everybody's got one.
Cut it out.
Hey, shut up, Alan.
Shut up. I'm not kidding.
No, you shut up.
Mr. Flint, you listen to your lawyer. You let him do the talking.
No, I know the rules, okay? Now, you're fired. I'm representing my...
Because I am so tired of you, you're fired.
You can't fucking fire
Sir,
me. You're
we
fired.
Will not have that cursing in this courtroom.
What?
Larry Flint.
How about spitting?
Marshal, put a gag on that man. All right, sit down,
you
sir.
Bastard! Get
sit down,
you.
Lady. Lady, be seated there in the back.
Oh, shut up,
everybody man. Down in this courtroom.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Flint. Are you willing to calm down now, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I take that gag off of you, are you going to show me and my courtroom staff the courtesy and respect that we deserve?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Marshal.
Fuck you, son of a bitch!
Settle down. I've had enough of this. Larry Flint, you leave me no choice but to sentence you to 9 months.
9 months? Is that all you got?
3 more months, then. Fine.
Fuck you!
You want more?
Larry, stop it.
Sit down, lady. Larry Flint, you are hereby sentenced to 15 months in a federal psychiatric prison.
Hey, don't look at me. They ask for bail, counselor.
Can I post bail, Your Honor?
No. Now get him out of my courtroom.
Fucking
yes, and you can tell all those foul words behind four padded walls. Get him out.
Thank you.
something we'd like to show you, sir.
I don't understand. The Reverend would never endorse a liquor company.
Well, there's a larger problem.
Substantially larger. Oh, you see, sir, it says right there that the Reverend,
It says, sir, that he fornicated with his mother in an outhouse.
Give me a second. Now, what do you boys have for me today?
Reverend, I think you need to read this.
Give me your jacket, please.
People there don't listen to me, and they don't talk to me. They're afraid of me, and they don't shake my hand. Larry, I went to Dr. Robert, and he told me that I was sick. I mean, sick, sick. I mean, I got AIDS, Larry.
They won't shake your hand.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes. Code pink. Code pink. Code pink. Code pink. Code pink.
Larry, it's Jimmy here. You there? Larry? Larry, are you there?
I have some important announcements to make.
So how you doing? How's the hospital treating you?
Never mind that. Is everybody there?
Yes, Larry.
Right here, Larry.
Good. You're all fired.
Larry, I mean, wait a minute here, Larry. You can't just fire these people. We need these people.
Shut up, Jimbo. It's my business, and I'll run it into the ground if I want to. Okay, that's all. I gotta go.
What the fuck was that? Just calm down, okay, Arlo? Don't panic on me. None of you guys are fired, all right?
But Larry just said that...
Yeah, well, what did Larry say? He's in a nut house, right, Chester? I said you're not fired. Do you have a problem with that?
Thank you.
Jesus, Althea. Hi, hi. Come on, sit down, sit down.
You all right, Mrs. Flynn?
Fine, thanks.
So you look different. I don't know. Did you change your hair?
Yeah, I changed my hair.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, my hair's different.
So what's up?
I got this the other day, and
brought it by to see if you would look at it, please.
Wow, that is... I mean, this is...
It's intense.
Yes, it is.
What are we going to do?
You're going to give it to Larry's lawyers, whoever they are.
Alan, you are our lawyers. You've always been our lawyers. You're part of the family. Don't listen to Larry. You know how he is.
I don't know how they...
We really need your help. Please. Please help us. Please.
Boy, this is great, Larry. This is really great. I hope it was worth it.
Didn't I fire you?
Well, I mean, I've always ignored most of what you said, right? Well, listen, I know the timing is lousy, but you remember your little Campari ad, the Jerry Falwell in the outhouse with his mother and... Mm. Oh, he saw it. And, I guess it's safe to say he didn't really find it all that funny. Okay, and he is suing you, for libel and intentional infliction of emotional distress. And he is asking for $40 million. This is Jerry Falwell in his home state. So, if you're up to it, we really ought to figure out how you want to deal with this.
Counter-sue.
What?
Yeah, Jerry, he's suing you.
He's suing me? For heaven's sakes, on what grounds?
Well, you Xeroxed his ad, and you sent it out in a million fundraising letters.
Yeah, so?
But you didn't get his permission, and that's copyright infringement.
The depth of his depravity sickens me.
They are going to put you on the stand, and your testimony is going to make or break us on this one, as always. So downplay how much you hate Falwell. You've got to make them understand that it was just a joke. Hey, take this one seriously, Larry. Don't fuck it up for yourself, because this is going to be the most expensive case you've ever had if you lose.
Okay!
Reverend Falwell, you're a preacher, is that right?
Yes, I am.
And as a preacher, you speak to a fairly broad audience. I mean, you preach on television and on your old-time gospel radio hour.
I do.
So you've achieved a certain notoriety. One might say a national reputation for your sermons and your opinions and ideas and your leadership of the moral majority.
Yes, our membership is now over 5 million.
Okay, but even beyond your membership, really, you've been recognized and awarded for your efforts all over America.
I have a number of honorary degrees. In a recent poll of Good Housekeeping magazine, I was voted second most admired American behind President Reagan.
Good Housekeeping. That's. I mean, hey, you're famous, right?
Well, I suppose you could say that. Mm-hmm.
Reverend Falwell, have you ever had sex with your mother?
Absolutely not.
Never? I mean, you never in the outhouse, as Hustler magazine suggested?
That is an absurd question. My mother was a very godly woman, and as close to a saint as anyone I have ever known.
I'm sure she was. Reverend, have you ever preached while you were drunk?
Drunk?
Yes.
Never.
Never. I mean, you never even had a few too many at lunch and then went back on the radio once?
That is a totally outrageous suggestion.
Totally outrageous?
Totally.
You don't think that
some people, Reverend Falwell, despite your reputation, might have reason to believe that you could do that?
I would find that very difficult to believe.
So really what you're telling me is that nobody could reasonably think that these statements about you were true.
Yes, that's what I've been saying.
Okay. Reverend Falwell, at the beginning of this trial, Judge Kirk gave very specific instructions to this jury. Okay? She said, quote, if a reasonable person could not believe that Hustler magazine describes actual facts about Jerry Falwell, then you must dismiss the libel claim. You remember these instructions? Obviously not. So I'm going to ask you one more thing. Why are you suing my client for libel?
I am not a lawyer, Mr. Isaacman.
I am a lawyer, okay? And I can't figure it out either.
Would you state your full name for the record, please, Mr. Flint?
Yes, sir. Christopher Columbus Cornwallis, IPQ, Harvey H., and Page EPU.
That's very interesting, but are you also known as Larry Flint?
A.K.A. Jesus H. Flint, Esquire.
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
Are you the publisher and the editor-in-chief of Hustler magazine?
I am the publisher of the most tasteless, sleaziest, most disgusting, greatest porn magazine on the face of the earth.
Thank you. I have in my hand Exhibit B, which is a typewritten script of the Campari ad. When you approved this ad, did you have any specific knowledge that the Reverend Falwell had ever engaged in sexual intercourse with his mother?
No, but I have a photograph of Falwell having fellatio with the sheep. Now, I don't think...
Your Honor, my client is in a heavily medicated, mentally agitated state. We will stipulate that no such document exists.
I have it, and Mr. Fartwell is a liar, a glutton,
Mr.
and a sheepifier.
Flint, my client's name is Jerry Falwell. Jerry Falwell.
That's what I said, Jerry Fartwell.
Are you trying to hold the Reverend Falwell up to ridicule?
No, contempt.
Scorn.
Truculent.
Obloquy?
Parlez-vous français?
Oh, je parle français mieux que toi, monsieur.
Oh, embrassement derrière, mon ami. Oh, God, my French is so rusty. It's just
bon
so
appétit.
Rusty. Bon appétit. I love her.
Quiet in the courtroom.
I love you, baby.
Jesus loves me.
Mr. Flint, do you have an aversion to organized religion?
Aversion?
No, aversion, aversion. You heard me, Mr. Flint, an aversion to organized religion.
You bet your sweet ass I do.
And do you think that gives you license to mock the leaders of great religious movements?
Well, goddamn right.
Larry, no, objection, Your Honor. This is totally irrelevant.
Overruled.
Free expression is absolute.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You agree?
Order, ma'am. If you can't control yourself, you're going to have to leave the courtroom.
So that it was your intention to hold Reverend Falwell out to be a hypocrite, wasn't it?
Well, that's what he is.
But didn't it occur to you that Reverend Falwell must have an integrity that people can believe in if he is to practice his profession?
Yeah.
And it was your intent to destroy that integrity and his livelihood, if you could.
To assassinate it.
Hey, it's me. It's a weird decision.
Well, give me Bill, quick.
No, he's not guilty of libel. But he is guilty of inflicting emotional distress.
So now Flint has to pay him 200 grand.
This ruling shows that nobody can prostitute the First Amendment. Pornography has thrust its ugly head into our everyday lives. The billion-dollar sex industry, of which Larry Flint is a self-described leader, lust, greed, have replaced decency and morality. We must make a solemn commitment to God Almighty to turn this nation around immediately.
Fucking AIDS junkie.
You crazy grandpa.
Listen, it's just not that funny.
And I'm afraid it wasn't funny the first time we printed it either.
Well, guys, I'm certainly open to suggestions.
I would suggest that if we're going to recycle it, that we replace the noun.
Thought I fired all of you. Hear me? Come here.
Larry, I'm sorry if I tried to run things, but, you know, I was just trying to protect you.
Come here. Closer. Come on. Don't sweat it, bro. I love you.
I love you too, man.
Larry.
Wow.
You look great, man.
Chester, you remember out there, shake her hand.
Hey, Althea, you...
Hey, Chester.
Hi. Don't sneak up on us like that. Give us a heart attack.
Yeah, good what the hell? Shake Althea's hand.
Althea, good to see you.
Welcome back.
Hello,
thank you. Welcome back. Hi, Althea.
What do you do?
This is Rosemary. This is
you. Arlo.
Bob Young and Healthy, cross your heart and confess. Happy you and marry me. Oh, on the picture of the Joytown Express. Happy you and marry me.
Oh, take my bath. Okay. Why don't you hop on? I'll give you a ride. Go ahead. Buckle up.
Daddy.
Yes. Oh, you're crushing my legs. Shivering. Detour. Oh, no.
What are you doing? You're going to kill us.
It's okay. We'll freeze us and thaw us out in the year 3000. Curbside service. That'll be 850, lady. Dr. Kipper, please. Larry Flint. Dr. Kipper, she doesn't look good. Well, I know, but there's got to be something more we can do. Some new technology or drug. What are they doing in Europe? You know, money is no object. Althea! 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 Baby! Baby!
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. In my Father's house are many rooms. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you will live with me forever and ever.
You cannot mock God. You cannot fool God. If you violate his laws, God Almighty will judge you. AIDS is a plague. These perverted lifestyles have to stop. If you break moral laws, you reap the whirlwind.
Colin, Flurry. I want to appeal the Falwell case.
This is over. Over.
No, it's not over. We can go higher.
Higher?
The Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Yeah, give them a call.
It's not that simple, Larry. It's not that simple. Thousands of people every year petition the Supreme Court, okay? Thousands.
Now, our case is as good as any.
Our case is better than most of them. You're missing my point. My point is they will never pick you. Because you're a nightmare. They're afraid if they let you in the court, you're going to wear a diaper or throw oranges at the justices. And they should be, Larry, because in all the times you've gone to the court asking for help, you've never once demonstrated any respect for its institutions and procedures. So as far as they're concerned, you're just a pig.
Yeah, well, you always said, and it's the principle, a pig has the same rights as a president.
Yeah. That's, you know, people get tired of a pig, Larry.
Bullshit. You're scared, Alan. You're scared. You're letting these guys steamroll
over. It's not just them, Larry, okay? It's me. It's me. I am not taking you. Lawyers dream about a case like this in front of the Supreme Court. Dream of it. And they would probably hear us, if you want to know the truth. But I am not going with you. I have been giving you my best since back when people were laughing at you. And every time I come in there now, you fuck me with this bullshit circus act. Won't do it again. I can't. I'm not going to do it in front of the Supreme Court of the United States. I'm just not. Your sentimental speeches and your cornball patriotism, they don't work on me anymore, lad, because I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
You're my friend, Alan. We're friends. I would love to be remembered for something meaningful.
Any research problems, I encourage you to use my archives. And tell the Reverend that I've dealt with this filthmonger myself. And I wish to offer my support.
Is that the Tin Man?
Yes, that's the Tin Man.
God versus the devil, America's minister versus America's pimp. Today is the showdown. Many were surprised by the high court's decision to hear Larry Flynt's case, but he had some unlikely supporters filing briefs on his behalf, like the New York Times, the American Newspaper Publishers Association, and the Association of American Editorial...
All rise. The Honorable, the Chief Justice, and the Associate Justices of the Supreme Court of the United States. Oyez, oyez, oyez. All persons having business before the Honorable the Supreme Court of the United States are admonished to draw near and give their attention, for this court is now sitting. God save the United States and the Supreme Court.
We'll hear the argument first this morning in number 86-1278, Hustler Magazine and Larry C. Flynt versus Jerry Falwell. Mr. Isaacman, you may proceed whenever you're ready.
Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court. One of the most cherished ideas that we hold in this country is that there should be uninhibited public debate and freedom of speech. Now, the question you have before you today is whether a public figure's right to protection from emotional distress should outweigh the public interest in allowing every citizen of this country to freely express his views.
But what was the view expressed in Exhibit A?
Well, to begin with, this is a parody of a known Campariat.
I understand. Go ahead.
Okay. Also, and more importantly, it was a satire of a public figure, of Jerry Falwell, who in this case was really a prime candidate for such a satire because he's such an unlikely person to appear in a liquor ad. This is a person that we are used to seeing at the pulpit, Bible in hand, preaching with a famously beatific smile on his face.
But what is the public interest you're describing? That there is some interest in making him look ludicrous?
Yes. Yes, Your Honor. There is a public interest in making Jerry Falwell look ludicrous, insofar as there is a public interest in having Hustler magazine express the point of view that Jerry Falwell is full of BS. And Hustler magazine has every right to express this view. They have the right to say that somebody who has campaigned actively against our magazine, who has told people not to buy it, who has publicly said that it poisons the minds of Americans, who in addition has told people that sex out of wedlock is immoral, that they shouldn't drink. Hustler magazine has a First Amendment right to publicly respond to these comments by saying that Jerry Falwell is full of BS. It says, let's deflate this stuff, shirt, and bring him down to our level. Our level in this case being admittedly a lower level than most people would like to be brought to. I apologize. I know I'm not supposed to joke, but that's sort of the point.
But Mr. Isaacman, the First Amendment is not everything. I mean, it's a very important value, but it's not the only value in our society. What about another value which says that good people should be able to enter public life and public service? The rule you give us says that if you stand for public office or become a public figure in any way, you cannot protect yourself or indeed your mother against a parody of your committing incest with her in an outhouse. Now, do you think that George Washington would have stood for public office if that was the consequence?
It's interesting that you mentioned George Washington, Justice Scalia, because very recently I saw a political cartoon that's over 200 years old. It depicts George Washington riding on a donkey being led by a man, and the caption suggests that this man is leading an ass to Washington.
I can handle that. I think George can handle that. But that's a far cry from committing incest with your mother in an outhouse. I mean, there's no line between the two?
No, Justice Scalia. I would say there is no line between the two, because really what you're talking about is a matter of taste and not law. As you yourself said, I believe, in Pope versus Illinois, it's useless to argue about taste and even more useless to litigate it. And that is the case here. The jury has already determined for us that this is a matter of taste and not a matter of law, because they've said that there is no libelous speech, that nobody could reasonably believe that Hustler was actually suggesting that Jerry Falwell had sex with his mother.
So why did Hustler have him and his mother together?
Hustler puts him and his mother together in a example of literary travesty, if you will.
And what public purpose does this serve?
Well, it serves the same public purpose as having Gary Trudeau say that Reagan has no brain or that George Bush is a wimp. It lets us look at public figures a little bit differently. We have a long tradition in this country of satiric commentary. Now, if Jerry Falwell can sue when there has been no libelous speech purely on the grounds of emotional distress, then so can other public figures. And imagine, if you will, suits against people like Gary Trudeau and Johnny Carson for what he says on The Tonight Show tonight. Obviously, when people criticize public figures, they're going to experience emotional distress. We all know that. It's the easiest thing in the world to claim, and it's impossible to refute. And that's what makes it a meaningless standard. Really, all it does is allow us to punish unpopular speech. And this country is founded, at least in part, on the firm belief that unpopular speech is absolutely vital to the health of our nation.
Thank you, Mr. Isaacman.
Reverend, are you confident that you will win this case?
Absolutely. There's no way the Supreme Court will come down on the side of a sleaze merchant like Larry Flynt.
Mr. Keating, why are you here today?
To show support for those people who believe that pornography should be outlawed.
Because if the First Amendment will protect a... What did Grutman call me?
Scumbag.
Scumbag like me, well, then it'll protect all of you. Because I'm the worst.
Larry, do you have any regrets?
Only one.
Brought the decision in.
Well, is it good or bad?
Well, it's a unanimous decision, Larry, and Rehnquist wrote it himself.
Is it good or bad?
Yeah, I want you to hear this. At the heart of the First Amendment is the recognition of the fundamental importance of the free flow of ideas. Freedom to speak one's mind is not only an aspect of individual liberty, but essential to the quest for truth and the vitality of society as a whole. In the world of debate about public affairs, many things done with motives that are less than admirable are nonetheless protected by the First Amendment.
So we won.
Yes, we did. We won.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you.
I'll mention it.
We won, baby. Strip for me, baby.
Why?
When you're old and ugly, you can look back at this.
I'm never gonna be old and ugly, Larry. You're gonna be old and ugly.
just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Try to take away my worries.